Over the last decade, a unique blend of music has emerged from San Francisco. It's sort of a meld of psychedelic rock and garage punk. Today, Kelly Stoltz has been called the godfather of that hazy, washed-out poppy sound coming out of the Bay Area. Kelly Stoltz has just released his first album in 3 years. It's called Double Exposure. He talked to us from San Francisco, and we started by listening to the title track from his new record. Let me, if I may, just kind of speculate about its roots. I'm thinking the age of Facebook and Twitter, people constantly posting photos of themselves. We are essentially always in the shot. Is this, how close am I? Is this the kind of thing you were thinking about?
Gee. No, but I wish I
not
was.
At all.
I mean, my stepdad was a photographer, so I think Double Exposure came out of that. And I had definitely heard You're in the Shot, you know, as a kid watching him work. But I think that song, there's a line in that song about your little pocket mirror is covered in fingerprints. And the song was about maybe trips to the bathroom at a little dingy bar to do illicit things. And exposing yourself in multiple ways, who you are and who you are at certain times of night.
There's a lot of texture on these tracks. Yeah.
Oh, good.
How does that happen for you? How do you get such a rich, layered sound working mostly by yourself?
I generally play piano or guitar, and a melody will come. You know, I make a cup of tea, I go to my little studio room at noon or 1 o'clock, and hopefully by 7 or 8 o'clock that night there's, you know, 8 or 9 instruments going and it sounds like a song. You know, and then I revisit it over the next couple weeks or month and add a shaker here or a keyboard part there, and it just sort of grows that way.
There's a kind of sound coming out of San Francisco these days, this kind of lo-fi garage sound. You actually, I mean, it's kind of a cliche, but you really did record your album in your garage, right?
I did, this time around, yeah.
Just out of necessity, or was there something really acoustically interesting about your garage?
No, this was, I moved. You know, when I saw the place, I was like, wow, this is great. It's got a little room, because I'd always recorded in my bedroom, you know, and I had my tape machine next to my bed and a piano over there and dirty clothes piled up on a guitar amplifier and the shoes were hidden behind the bass cabinet. You know, I mean, it was really living with the music all the time, and that was 10 years like that, you know, and girlfriends either thought you were insane or super attractive because you were really into something, you know. It's like, let me move this bass guitar, lay down over here, you know. Whoops, I didn't know about sorry about that shaker, you know. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Let's finish up with a little bit of music and storytelling, if you don't mind. The song...
Yeah, I love storytelling.
The song Kimchi Taco Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's just kind of a crazy title.
The Kimchi Taco Man.
The story... Who is this mysterious Kimchi Taco Man?
Who is the Kimchi... We are all the Kimchi Taco Man. I have a friend named James Kim. He was my drummer for several years. He's played in 8 or 9 groups around San Francisco. One year he came over to my house on a New Year's Eve and made kimchi tacos for like a treat, you know. And they blew everybody's mind. It was just a tortilla with kimchi and maybe a sprinkle of some kind of cheese or I don't know. So he became the Kimchi Taco Man in my mind. And there's a lyric in the song that says, Kimchi Taco Man, play the drum again. And I wrote that song at a time where James was really struggling with his job. They wanted him to focus more on his day job, and he wasn't able to go on tours as much. So that was sort of my shout-out to him to play some more drums.
And how's he doing? But is he playing drums?
Yeah, he's busy. He's real busy. And he also reminded me, he said, Kel, you know, they were actually kimchi quesadillas.
Kelly Stoltz, his new album is called Double Exposure. It's out now. He joined us from San Francisco. Kelly, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.